From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. I'm joined in the studio by Clark Tucker, one of four candidates for Central Arkansas's U.S. House seat in the Democratic primary. Thanks for being here.
Thanks very much for having me, Jacob. It's exciting to be here in the studio.
Yes. The other candidates are Gwen Combs, Jonathan Dunkley, and Paul Spencer, and we'll hear from them on these topics as well. First off, let's start off with the economy. It's such a broad term that I imagine many people are already asleep maybe by that, but it's always the top-ranking concern. So first, I want to know what your understanding is. What's your assessment of the 2nd District's economy? What makes it tick?
I think it's primarily the people. We have great people here. Our local businesses are the backbone of the economy, and I include that agriculture in that. But I think, just to bring it back to what I'm running for, there's a little bit of a disparate focus at the national level on a lot of the major big-time corporations, when in fact we need to be doing more to support small local businesses and also the American worker.
If we had to look at one big economic factor, of course, is taxes. Representative French Hill, who the winner of this primary will be running against in November, is supportive of the Trump tax cuts, the Republican tax cuts passed out of Congress that lowered corporate income tax rates and individual income tax rates, primarily for wealthier Americans. What's your assessment of that tax cut? What would you want? How would you want that to be changed?
Well, first of all, the portions of the tax cut that benefit working-class Americans, like middle-class Americans and the child tax credit that was doubled, I support those. I actually supported middle-class and tax cuts in the state legislature. The two differences with those and these federal cuts, the federal tax bill is at the state level, we did it with a balanced budget, and the tax cuts for the individuals were permanent. Here, the tax breaks for the individuals are temporary. There's an expiration date on them, and there's no expiration date for the major corporations' huge tax break. Those handouts. And then, of course, the other major difference is that this is going to run up the deficit in a huge way at the federal level. And that's like a tax break for adults and a tax hike for our kids. And I have people come up to me off the street, and it's a genuine concern that we're going to hear later in the year about how we have to do a better job of balancing the budget. And that's going to come on the backs of Social Security and Medicare. So I think the deficit is a major concern as a part of that. I think people see through what the tax bill actually was. And the other part of it that I really have a significant problem with is the repealing of a portion of the Affordable Care Act, and that we know that millions of Americans are going to lose access to health care as a result of that tax bill. And, I would never support anything that's going to strip health care away from Americans.
You've alluded to a few specifics of this question I'm about to ask. Broadly speaking, how do you conceive of the role of government in the economy? What is the role of government in job creation? We have a different range of responses, such as lowering the corporate income tax rate to generate economic productivity. Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders have articulated recently this full jobs platform idea. What do you think generally about the role of the government?
I think the role of the government is to set up the economic infrastructure to let the private sector do its job well. You know, when President Clinton went to Washington, for example, his idea was to grow revenue and lower taxes. And you grow revenue by creating a better just infrastructure for economic development. I think that worked in the 90s, and obviously the economy's changing. We're in a very dynamic economic time in history, but I think that same basic construct still works.
Income inequality is an issue that's a popular topic, especially in a Democratic primary. We've talked about minimum wage in the past. All the four candidates agree there should be a higher minimum wage. I'm not necessarily asking you what you think about a maximum wage. I imagine the answer would be no. But what do you think about the disparity between CEO pay in America versus their lowest workers? For instance, Israel passed a law in the past couple of years that made a ratio tied from CEO pay to the lowest paid employee in their country.
That's interesting. That is something I have not heard of before this moment, and so have not considered. I do think, as a basic principle, if you work full-time in America, you should not live in poverty. You ought to be able to afford life's basic needs, and that's not the case right now. And so we need more good-paying jobs to enable Americans to support their basic needs, but we also need life's basic needs to cost less, like healthcare, childcare, prescription drugs, and those sorts of things.
Okay, I've been speaking with Clark Tucker, one of four candidates for the U.S. 2nd Congressional District in Central Arkansas.
Thank you, Jacob.